As the leaks from the WikiLeaks website continue, the US government is again condemning what it calls the illegal publication of state secrets. But some Australian legal experts question whether the website's founder, Julian Assange, has broken any law. And lawyers for Mr. Assange say that instead, Australia's Prime Minister may have behaved illegally by defaming their client. Simon Lauder has our report.
The WikiLeaks cables have lifted the lid on a world of two-faced diplomacy. The uncomfortable revelations are set to continue, and rather than deny them, the Australian and US governments have turned the focus on the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. A member of Mr. Assange's legal team, Jennifer Robinson, says the Prime Minister's assertion that the website's publication of the documents is illegal goes too far.
Well, her comments were made outside of Parliament, so they're certainly not privileged. And I think that it was misguided to suggest that he had committed a crime in England, and indeed defamatory, though I think that Prime Minister Gillard's account will probably come at the ballot box.
US and Australian authorities are working to find any laws which may have been violated by WikiLeaks. The president of Liberty Victoria, Spencer Zivchak, says the website doesn't seem to have done anything illegal.
All WikiLeaks has done is publish documents that have been given to it. Now, the interesting thing about that is WikiLeaks is publishing these documents in association with some of the great newspapers of the world. So if WikiLeaks is to be charged with the disclosure of official information, then presumably these major newspapers will also be in the gun, but I can't see the authorities either in Australia or the United States pursuing those newspapers.
Mr. Zivchak has written to the Prime Minister to express his concern about her comments.
There is no charge and there has been no trial, and even given all of those things, the Prime Minister had the confidence to say that Mr. Assange was guilty of illegality. Now that, it seems to me, is completely inappropriate.
How serious is it to say that someone has done something illegal or could be arrested when there's no proof of that?
Well, I think it is quite a serious thing, but it's made even more serious by the fact that the statement is made by the Prime Minister of the country. The effect of the statement is to preempt the outcome of any legal proceedings.
The latest publications by WikiLeaks have prompted more accusations of crime. The US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, says the release of a secret list of critical infrastructure is deeply distressing, and the illegal publication of classified information poses real concerns and dangers. The director of the Centre for International Law at the University of Sydney, Dr. Ben Saul, says Mr. Assange is the victim of an international smear campaign.
Julian Assange has become a target of a kind of global campaign to demonise him as a criminal, as a terrorist. I mean, this is pretty serious stuff, and the Australian government hasn't said very much on the public record to suggest that they're looking out for his interests in any kind of serious way.
Dr. Saul says the most likely avenue for prosecuting WikiLeaks is through the development of international laws which protect diplomatic correspondence. But even that would be problematic.
Now, we know that some of the disclosures by WikiLeaks have genuinely been in the public interest. That is, disclosures of US war crimes, for example, in Afghanistan and Iraq. The disclosure that the US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, ordered a campaign of espionage against the United Nations Secretary General. I mean, these are properly matters in the public interest. So if the law on diplomatic inviolability is to be extended globally to all kinds of diplomatic information, then there really needs to be a kind of exception or carve out for the disclosure of illegal conduct. It doesn't make sense to absolutely protect the inviolability of diplomatic information if that just becomes a shield for government lawlessness.
Do you think that the WikiLeaks scandal will lead to laws being tightened?
I'd say it's a fair estimate to suggest that a whole lot of other countries are going to be looking at their laws. Australia, no doubt, is doing that at the moment. It could be some time before those laws are changed, but there's certainly great interest amongst governments to look at how they can tighten up the protection of classified information.
The only legal trouble the founder of WikiLeaks is in so far is an arrest warrant, which is in the works over allegations of sexual assault in Sweden.
Simon Lauder reporting.